Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello, what have we here?
Hello there, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me for another episode of Daniel Talks About Star Wars, the show where I do exactly as that name suggests. And I gotta tell you, I'm not in a very good mood. It's just taken me about 70 minutes to drive home from work, which is usually about a 30-minute drive. So I'm very late today. I'm very upset about that. So yeah, I just want to get straight into it today. What are we doing? We're watching part 4 of Obi-Wan Kenobi. I am going to do a commentary for it, as I have been for the other previous episodes, and I've even been a good boy this week. I've not looked at anything, you know, to do with the episode, so I don't know what happens. So you know, I'm looking forward to seeing it all play out. I want to get straight into it because time is of the essence. So I've got it on Disney Plus as always, and I have it lined up at 0 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds as always. With 38 minutes and 17 seconds remaining today, so a bit of a shorter one. I've got my caffeine-free Diet Coke, and I am ready to get started. I've also got Miss Marvel to watch after this as well. Wednesdays are going to be busy from now on, not only this Obi-Wan, but new Marvel series as well. But anyway, let's get on with it. I'm going to count down from 3, as always, and when I say go, that's when we're going to do our thing. That's when we're going to press play. So, 3, 2, 1, go. And I did very much enjoy last week's episode, so I'm looking forward to seeing how the events of last episode permeate throughout this episode, if that's the correct word to use. Oh, and I learned that they use the similar digital technology that they use for Luke Skywalker's voice on Darth Vader's voice. So that's very cool and very much more convincing, I feel, than what they've managed to pull off. Which, I mean, it's very impressive what they've managed to pull off with Luke, but I think Darth Vader's voice, probably easier for an AI to sort of pick up on the way James Earl Jones would deliver a line as Darth Vader. And it was very, very good. I must say, just while I'm sort of hearing some of it now, I am quite disappointed with the music. How that's been in this series so far. You know, sort of a lack of recognisable themes, like, which, you know, does not a good score make, but, you know, I'm sort of lacking some, you know, Imperial March, Force theme. Then again, that probably wouldn't be appropriate right now, given where Obi-Wan is in his current state. But, you know, like, and then just in general, I've not been blown away by some of the, well, a lot of, oh, a different opening this time. Oh, interesting. They've changed it midway through the series. But yeah, a bit disappointed by the music so far. I'm hoping that kind of improves, if I could be so bold. So how's he recovering? Ooh, that does not look good. But, you know, still better than the way he left Anakin. Isn't it crazy that Obi-Wan didn't kill, like, didn't go up to Anakin and finish the job? I mean, maybe that points to a certain level of, you know, he's too attached, he doesn't want to just straight up kill Anakin. But the fact that he thought he left him there to burn to death, that's crazy. Where are we? I mean, this must be some early days rebellion. Oh, we got a Bacta tank. Oh, that looks not good. parallels. Gotta say, that Bacta's looking a bit murky. Jabim. Ah, they've taken her to the Inquisitorius, the fortress. I'm literally a child, bro. Those are some very Jedi-looking robes. I feel like we've missed a scene. So his wife was maybe not a Jedi, but a Force-sensitive person. That's O'Shea Jackson Jr., by the way. There were rumours since last week that he might be portraying Quinlan Vos after he got a name drop last week, but... He's not... I'm surprised that that's common knowledge, but maybe if they've been, like, scouting, or if they... I guess these guys are all, you know, they might be like Tala, who have insider information. Do what Cal Kestis did! Swin! Yeah, come on, Obi-Wan. Don't give up, man. Give me a couple more episodes. I feel like she could slip out of those. I don't think she does. How does she know that? Didn't she leave like way before that? TIE Fighters! Never seen this ship before. I wonder if it's a new design. Where's Obi-Wan? I love it when the, whatever the hell they are, data cylinders, I think, get a bit of use. Well, those are some very flowy officer robes. Oh, glowing red. He's dead, bro, apparently. Now, was that an American sort of trying to do a British-ish accent? Or was he in fact Irish? I couldn't quite tell there. He's swimming. He's gone full Jedi Fallen Order. Look at that hair. That is upsetting. It's going to be sopping wet. Oh no, we got dry. Classic Star Wars. Leave this poor girl alone, man. is she resisting? I was going to say that droid is being very obvious. And where? That's a very strange looking comms device. It looked like a vape. She's like, damn it, same rank. Oh no, he has two data cylinders in each pocket. It seems to be doing quite well considering the fact that a minute ago they were all like, Obi-Wan, you can barely walk, bro. Seems like he's okay, actually. Seems to have been beating that guy up for a l- Oh, come on. Did they hear that? Just like what he does on the Death Star. I love it when Star Wars references Star Wars. There's still other people in there as well. I genuinely don't think she knows anything, though, does she? I also really don't think this interrogation is going anywhere. They're going to torture that child. Oh, that's way too big for her. Whoa. Oh my God. Is that Terra Sanube? That would be pretty wild if it was. Don't know who that one was supposed to be. I don't know who that is either. Oh no. What is the point of this, though? Oh. That's obviously a very old one. If that kid was still in Jedi gear. Hell of a distraction. Oh, wow. What are those things gonna do to her? Oh wait, isn't I think there's been a similar machine in Rebels actually. Wait, that's cool. But I do believe that that thing was just gonna provide some electrocution. Yes, Obi-Wan, murder those people. Yay. Got a feeling Tala isn't getting out of this one. It just walks through the door. Shoot it. Destroy it. Gotta love that alarm sound. Who him? Obi-Wan? Haha. Just use the helmets. That's good. I like that. I've got to say, I love how lightsabers look these days. They always look so good. And the way that they actually use, you know, like proper like LED things like on set so that you actually get the light from them is very, it just works so well. And that was cool. But yeah, like, big improvement on how they used to look during the prequels. Oh, a purge trooper! Nice! Oh, no. Yes, Obi-Wan. Like muscle memory. Oh, dear. Oh. No, he's got to multitask. That was pretty cool. Classic Imperial disguise. Okay, not the most convincing one there's ever been. That is insanity. They are just walking out with Leia and under the coat like that. Don't reveal it. Okay. Oh no. Snow speeders, man. How? Oh, okay. I guess like that. Ooh, ooh. Oh no. He sounds very angry. Did you? When did you do that? Oh, he's very imposing. I don't think that's true. Maybe when you think about it, there wasn't really much point in Wade being there. She scooped them all up pretty quickly. Then they could have just taken off. Did she have Lola with her? Or is her droid dead? Oh, that's sweet. Ah, the tracker is on her. Is it on the droid? She turned the droid evil! Oh no! All right, there we go, another episode down. Yeah, that was another all right. That was probably my second favorite episode so far. We're definitely still. These last two episodes have been marked improvement in my opinion over the first two. I feel like it's probably just because the action is ramping up a bit. Feel like we're actually getting somewhere. Although for a while during this episode, it kind of felt like we weren't going anywhere when we kept cutting back to those interrogations with the third sister and Leia. But yeah, no, that was an enjoyable episode. I'm surprised that, he's got Leia back so quickly. Yeah, I enjoyed that. There's not much more that can be said about that. Got a little taste of Vader at the end as well, which was cool. He was on the war path. Not much more to be said. I anticipate the following two episodes. Very much so. And I'm waiting for a flashback as well. I thought we were going to get some flashbacks this episode, maybe, while Obi-Wan healed, although it didn't really seem like he needed to heal for especially long. So hopefully there are some flashbacks to come, because I want to see Hayden, man. I want to see Hayden and Ewan together, loving life, being happy. But anyway, I suppose that will do it for this week, for this episode. And I'll see you next time, whether it be a episode of Obi-Wan or something else. It'll probably be Obi-Wan again, let's be real. But I do have, well, I have an episode to come, I think. I think this one will probably come first. I mentioned last episode that I had some time to maybe do something other than a commentary for Obi-Wan. And I did record one thing that I am yet to edit. But that is coming at some point in the near future. This will probably come out before that, because there's not a lot of editing involved with this. So you can probably expect this the night that I'm recording it. And then that other episode will come at some other point. But anyway, until then, I'm going to say thank you very much for joining me. And yeah, that'll do it. Goodbye.